Podcast. Hey guys, I'm Max Friedman, and welcome to the Little Hawk News and Entertainment Podcast.
I'm Gabriel Brazilli, by the way.
And I'm Matt Alder. Hope you guys had a great winter break.
Yeah,
we sure did.
What did you guys do over winter break?
What?
Nothing.
Okay.
Nothing.
I went to Honduras, and I managed to rent a private island for 6 days.
Sweet, Matt.
So I chill out on the beach, read a couple books. You know, that's how I roll.
You probably should have gone last, because now all ours are going
to... Yeah,
you seem really
that.
Dumb.
Can't talk
that. I went to California, and it was colder there than it was here, and I stayed here, and...
Well, I can speak for myself, Gabe.
Okay.
Do it. All right. I stayed here in Iowa. And
there you go.
I watched movies.
Exactly what I said.
Hung out with friends.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
So you really don't need our details. Now,
okay.
I love it.
How was my?
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it.
How's your private effing island?
It was actually pretty nice. I'm not going to lie. It was pretty sunny.
Tropical.
It rained a couple days. But,
did you swimming?
I did. I went snorkeling.
Nice.
And... they have these things called lionfish, which are these new poisonous fish that have migrated into the ocean, and it's really freaky.
Did you get stung?
No, I tried to touch one, but then my brother was like, don't do that, or you'll die. I was like, okay, that's fine.
Shame for you.
So, yeah.
Talk about dire consequences.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm kidding, man.
So, what do we got?
Well, I'm glad you asked. Congressman Loebsack is actually coming to school this Friday. He's coming to Mrs. Redlinger's AP Gov classes to talk to the class's seventh hour and just give them a little bit of information about government and how things work. And, yeah, that should be pretty exciting.
Now, he's only coming seventh hour. Does that mean the people from fifth hour will be able to get to come, or...
Yeah, you just have to talk to your seventh hour teacher, and they should be able to get you out.
That should be interesting. We could ask them a couple really cool questions. Yeah,
yeah,
that's cool. All right, well, our very own Lucy Van Gorder, she is a sophomore. She is having an art show on Friday. Well, it's not really an art show, but it's a display of her amazing photography. I've actually seen a lot of it.
She won an award.
She did win an
Teacher's
award.
Teacher's Choice, man.
Yeah. It's at 1700 South First Avenue Street, number 17. And it's Friday, January 13th, which is this Friday, from 4 to 6. And you guys should all go, because you will have your minds effectively blown. These are great photographs. I know Lucy. She's just amazing. So you got to check it out.
Congratulations, Lucy.
Yeah, congratulations.
In other news, the new Fine Arts Wing will start construction soon. The only downside is there will be... there's going to be a lot of teachers who need to change their curriculums and their, well, not their curriculums, but their schedules, and their, you know, rooms because of it, and they can't use practice rooms. I know Mr. Peters is going to have to vacate and go somewhere else. I'm not sure where exactly
he's actually
going.
He's going to be coming to Mrs. Davis's,
open hours
English class. When she's not there, he'll be there. So,
but I mean, that kind of, I think that kind of sucks for them.
Yeah, I mean, they're out of their own environment and they have to adjust to that, which kind of sucks.
And
all their students have to adjust to that.
Yeah, that's true. And it's going to be for the next 3 years. I mean, I think we can all agree that the outcome will be good.
Yeah.
Good for the school.
It's going to be bad for 3 years, but then after those 3 years, it's going to be a lot better than it was.
Yeah. So, sorry to the teachers that have to go through that and the students too.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, it's too bad.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you gotta do some hard work to get better things in life.
Yeah.
But
you know, is it worth it? I think definitely it's worth it.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously it's gonna suck for those teachers and students, but
we can't just let City High just kind of rot. I mean, we're gonna always be adding on new things.
Right.
Obviously, but at the same time, I feel like. We should definitely take into account the people that it's affecting. But, yeah, I think it's definitely worth it. All right, so moving on to local events. Max, what do you got?
Well, so downtown, the vegan restaurant, the Red Avocado, is closing down.
Possibly, unless the petition gets enough signings.
Yeah, apparently there's a petition that's going around, but... from my knowledge, they are going to be kicked out of their of their spot at the end of January, and so they're rushing to close up shop and get everything out of there before the end of January. Mm-hmm. And the reason for it is because the city is going to tear down that building and use it for university housing. Which is
apartments,
very
right.
It's useful for people.
It's useful for university students. But unfortunately, there's like a good 3 stores in that building that are gonna have to find somewhere else to go.
Yeah,
and that's
yeah.
a
store. And
these are very lucrative local businesses that I feel like these kind of businesses are ones that represent the heart of Iowa City. Like the whole university
right.
life can be culminated in these awesome restaurants and stores. And when we're taking these out, first of all, it's just kind of ironic that they're being taken out in favor of places for university students to stay. But at the same time, I think they're making a mistake
by
doing this.
It's like the only thing that's going to be left is bars and pizza places.
Yeah.
Right. And the Red Avocado is like a one of a kind place. It's like one of the only vegan vegetarian restaurants that
mm-hmm.
Is dedicated to being healthy and vegan like that. And so if we get rid of it, it's just taking out a piece of our special Iowa City culture. So it's really too bad.
At the same time, I have to admit that I'm pretty sure we're definitely not alone in the opposition of this. So I'm pretty sure this petition is going to reach its signatures.
Yeah, do you know how that works? If they get a certain amount of signatures?
Yeah, they probably have a set number according to the law that you have to get a certain amount of signatures, and so you'll
and
probably find it on websites.
It or,
yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's online. It's the Red Avocado. I've signed it.
Okay.
Oh, you have? Do you know a website you can go to or Google it or something like that?
The website is change.org/petitions/save-the-red-avocado with dashes in between all the words.
Okay. All right. So, Gabe, what else is going on?
Well, also in downtown news, the city occupiers were recently kicked out of College Green. I'm not exactly sure why, but I'm pretty sure it has something to do with them not actually staying there. They would do is set up their tents and then go home for the night every day. So,
which is kind of cheap when you
think yeah,
that's
like,
kind of a cop.
The whole
but.
Point of staying there is to prove that is to give a statement that you know you're willing to you know protest 24 hours. But when they go home, it just kind of loses some of the purpose. But either way, they were kicked out. And
is it officially like they can't go back at all or what?
I'm not sure. Some may come back, but for now they're gone.
Oh, well, okay.
Yeah. Well, it's not like, you know, College Green is the whatever, Zuccotti Park in New York. It's not like that's
right.
College Green
right.
right there. So I don't think
there weren't
gonna,
very many, but
yeah,
still
I don't think it's going to make that big of a dent in the whole situation.
Right.
But yeah. All right. Well, let's get into movies. One of our favorite subjects to cover, as you can tell. Over Christmas break, I think we all managed to see a lot of great movies. So,
oh, definitely.
Max, why don't you start?
One of the movies I liked the most was My Week with Marilyn. It's starring Michelle Williams, Kenneth Branagh, and a couple of other famous actors. But those are the two that come to mind. And it's
Hermione in that.
Oh yeah, Emma Watson.
Yeah,
actress that played Hermione is actually.
How is she in a non Harry Potter role? I'm
I don't sure. know how she does it, but somehow she manages to pull it off.
That's cool.
Yeah, no, but she had a small role in that. But yeah, I really really enjoyed the movie. It's a timepiece. It's kind of about Marilyn Monroe's when her and Laurence Olivier did a movie. Called like The Prince and the Showgirl, and it was the movie that Marilyn Monroe did right before she did Some Like It Hot, which is what really got her famous.
Yeah,
and so it just shows kind of like a behind the scenes of the filming process and how she was kind of a very emotionally unstable person, and it's kind of a love story, kind of a coming of age story, and I really enjoyed it. The acting was fantastic, and the cinematography was great. And it's only about an hour and 45 minutes, and it was just very enjoyable to watch. So what do you have, Nat?
All right, well, we all saw this movie last weekend, and it's called Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy.
Which finally came to Iowa.
Finally came to Iowa.
After about 2 months.
Yeah, it's been released for about 2 months or something like that. Yeah, this is a really special movie, I think. It's a British movie, but it's a spy genre, but it's not spy like Mission Impossible spy. It's not an action movie. It's a mystery, it's a thriller. Mm-hmm. It's very low key. I'll go out on a limb and say I pretty much love this movie. I think the problem we all had with it was we were a bit confused.
It's a smart movie.
It's very smart. We'll say that. You have to be paying very close attention or else you will not understand what's going on at the end.
And or see it a lot of times.
Yes, see it a lot of times.
It's definitely a movie that you want to see again.
Well, it's not like a movie that will be painful watching it multiple times because it's something where you can notice little bits and pieces. And the acting is amazing. It's
truly
quite amazing.
Yeah, it's
Gary
really
Oldman just blows you away, especially with that old makeup he's got on. I mean, we saw some really bad makeup with movies like J. Edgar or like Big Mama's House 3 or whatever.
You watched that?
I have not seen that.
It was a modern classic.
It is a modern classic. But anyways, and it's just really enjoyable, and it's got a great cast. It's got like Colin Firth.
John Hurt,
and like
just a legendary actor.
Gary Oldman, our man Tom Hardy, he's going to be a star pretty much.
Yeah, soon enough.
He's going to be in the
Batman. Who's the guy, the British actor, who was in, like, Sherlock Holmes, and he was in, like,
oh, his name is Benedict Cumberbatch or something like that. It's a weird name, I don't know. But
I don't think that's it.
No, that's his name, I'm not kidding. But he was super great in that movie.
Yeah, there's just a lot of great acting.
Yeah.
Very well done.
After, I mean, it's a little slow-paced.
Yeah.
And so you just kind of have to just wait for it to hit you. But I mean, after the movie's over, you're going to be talking about it for a while and you're just going to be raving about it. So it's just truly a great movie.
But the style alone is something worth seeing. I think the cinematography is great, but like how it's set in the 60s and it's all like, it's got a really nice, Cold War, really awesome kind of color palette, I think. And, I really, really liked it. So
yeah.
Gabe, what do you got?
Well, earlier we mentioned Sherlock Holmes. I went and saw that over winter break.
The second one.
The second one, correct. The Game of Shadows, or A Game of Shadows, whatever. I thought it was really good. I thought that the critics got it wrong because they didn't like it as much. I think it's a really fun movie. It's not, like, as serious or, you know, mysterious as Sherlock Holmes was written as, but it's still a really good action movie, and sure, maybe if you're looking for the mystery that was in the first one, you might not get it as much, but still really good.
Yeah, I really agree. I saw this, and I kind of went in having really low expectations just because it had gotten so many bad reviews. I thought, oh man, this is going to be one of those bad sequels.
Yeah, it got like lukewarm, kind of mediocre.
But I really enjoyed it. I thought it's going to be one of those underrated movies, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly just because of the dialogue and the interaction between Robert Downey Jr., the main character, and
who plays Jude Sherlock Holmes.
Jude Law. The bad guy, Moriarty, played by Jared Harris, who's like an ensemble actor. He's not very well known, but he's just great as a bad guy.
Oh, he's so
good. And they're kind of war of words throughout the movie. That's really, really well written.
And it's intense, too.
Yeah, and it's
very intense.
Directed by Guy Ritchie, right?
Yeah.
Who knows action. He knows how to make action movies.
Well, it's not necessarily action, but he knows, like, he's really good at wordplay. And yes, action, too, but he's good at developing characters, which I think is one of Sherlock Holmes' strong points, and developing really interesting and funny characters. So yeah, definitely watch that movie if you get a chance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And now on to some movies that are coming out soon.
Yeah, so the movie Contraband is coming out next weekend.
This weekend, sorry.
And this is a new movie with Mark Wahlberg, and he is the main star of the movie. And I believe it's just him being a badass pretty much for like 2 hours.
Yeah, I couldn't tell what was going on in the preview really, but it's just him like
jumping off planes and like beating people up and just being Marky Mark.
It's got like drugs in it or something.
Drugs, sex, and rock and roll.
It's kind of like maybe Miami Vice, the really, really bad remake with Colin Farrell and Jamie Foxx.
Right.
This looks like it could be a little better. The director is Swedish, and he made this really A movie that got really good reviews. I don't know what it's called, but I just heard it's a great movie, so.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it could be interesting. I mean, Mark Wahlberg doesn't really do anything that's, like, terrible. So, I mean, I'm sure it'll be a fun movie to watch.
Yeah, definitely. All right, well, one of the most magical movies that should be coming out this month is...
Magical.
Is OMG, Beauty and the Beast 3D. Freaking wait. That's going to be so awesome.
Amazing.
In all seriousness, this is a movie. This is the perfect movie to take, like, your kids if you're an adult listening, or, like, your little nephew or whatever the heck.
Yeah.
I don't care. But, like,
you buy tickets to when you get into an R-rated movie.
When The Lion King 3D came out, that movie made, like, $1 billion at the box office. That made so much money. So with this Disney doing this whole 3D re-release thing, it's a really good investment. They only pay a couple million to convert the movie, and then they make so much money on a movie they've made like 20 years ago. By the way, Beauty and the Beast is not a bad movie. It's a pretty decent movie. Like,
yeah, it's a classic. It's a classic Disney movie.
Yeah, I don't think it holds up as well as something like The Lion King, but it's definitely something, especially with the young kids of this generation, that they can watch for the first time and take in for the
And there's tons of, like, dancing little things that will pop out on the screen.
Yeah, you know, talking candles, waving the fire at you. I don't know. I haven't seen that movie in a long time. All right, Gabe, you sound like you have a really enjoyable movie.
I got the best one this week.
Well, yeah, you had New Year's Eve last time we talked. So
that was really funny. Can I just abstain from movies?
No, you have to talk about this movie.
I'm so excited to see Joyful Noises coming out.
Nope.
It's got Queen Latifah.
The queen of comedy.
Yes. And 90s rap.
And, yeah.
If any of you listen.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's coming out.
It's
you
also
probably
got,
shouldn't see it.
It's also got Dolly Parton. Yeah, you really... I don't think you should see this.
I don't think
this.
You want
to
see it.
I don't think you need to see
God
it.
God will bless your soul if you see this movie.
It's just about some, like, gospel singer, right?
Yeah, it's probably not even religious.
And then
it's...
a Latino kid comes in, and he's a really good singer, and he has, like, this relationship with the black girl, who's also a really good singer. And then they get into this whole weird relationship thing, and, like, she wants to move to L.A., sorry.
He watched the preview.
Gabe's going to ruin the whole movie, so you don't have to see it anymore.
The funny thing is, the day she gets the job, it's December 21st, 2012. So
that's not true.
Okay.
But you know what? You know what? We can just get Gabe to go see the movie and live tweet whenever something happens, and that would probably be just as interesting as the movie itself.
I will watch that movie... all 7 showings in one day at a movie theater if I get paid for it.
Also,
I will do it.
You guys should probably be thanking Gabe for, like, telling you the whole preview of the movie so you don't have to pay $9 to see it.
Yeah,
please, just do us this one favor if you're
listening.
Don't
see that movie.
Don't see this movie. Go see Sherlock Holmes or maybe Contraband. Definitely Tinker Tailor, My Week with Marilyn.
Yeah.
Don't see Joyful Noise. I can almost guarantee you, you're making a mistake.
Right,
even by thinking about going to see this movie, you're making a mistake.
If you're paying money for this movie, you're supporting more movies like this to get made.
Yeah,
it's bad.
Exactly.
It's
and then you
good.
Start complaining about, why are these movies made? Well, it's because you paid to see Joyful Noise. That's all we're going to say.
Come on.
It's all your fault.
Okay.
So
right.
Just please.
Yeah.
Don't.
Okay, moving on to movies. Okay, so Mr. Carey has asked us to make an announcement that there is a Japanese, I think he's a junior. I'm not exactly sure.
He's either a junior or a sophomore.
He's
a foreign exchange student.
He's a foreign exchange student that is coming late February and staying till
March.
Mid-March. Yeah, so during spring break. So he's looking for somebody...
A junior or a sophomore.
A junior or a sophomore that could take him under his wing. So if you're interested... Just please talk to Mr. Carey and he'll give you some more details.
He's in the guidance office.
Yes,
he's
in the guidance office.
He's the one with the door to the left that's kind of hidden behind the stuff.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, and if you have a cake, just turn around and take it to the news lab.
Yeah, I mean, if you have like cake or food or anything, just bring it to us in the news lab.
Yeah.
2109, baby.
We're cake friendly, I'd say.
Definitely.
Yeah.
If you bake me a cake that says my name on it and a heart, I will really like you.
Alright.
Okay. So I think we should wrap this
up,
guys.
He'll go out with you, even.
Alright, that's too much. Alright.
Yeah,
so
thanks for listening, guys.
I really appreciate it. See you next week.